Outraged. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's how President Biden and many others describe their reaction to body cam video of the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols by five Memphis police officers.
President Biden has spoken to the Nichols family. He said he had not seen the video before he spoke to them. Now he has. The White House releasing a statement last night saying in part, quote, "My heart goes out to Tyree Nichols' family and to the Americans in Memphis and across the country who are grieving this tremendously painful loss. The footage that was released this evening will leave people justifiably outraged. Those who seek justice should not resort to violence or destruction. Violence is never acceptable. It is illegal and destructive. I join Mr. Nichols' family in calling for peaceful protest."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Protests broke out last night over the beating in Memphis and other cities. The five officers are facing murder charges. At least three people were dead, four others critically injured from an early morning shooting in California. It happened in the upscale L.A. neighborhood of Beverly Crest. It's not clear what led up to the shooting or if any suspects are in custody. Russia is stepping up its efforts to break through Ukraine's defenses with heavy fighting in the east. Fox's Trey Yangst is in Kyiv.
The town of Volodar is in the Donbas region, and it's remained a focal point for fighting over the past several weeks. New drone video shows the true scale of destruction with widespread damage from artillery battles. Farther north, Russian troops are reportedly making progress around the city of Bakhmut, threatening to encircle the Ukrainian stronghold by cutting off their main supply line.
The U.S. has promised 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Israeli officials say a 13-year-old Palestinian opened fire in East Jerusalem, wounded two Israelis. It happened a day after another attacker killed seven outside a synagogue, the deadliest attack in the city since 2008. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Police in Oregon are looking for a man suspected of using dating apps to find victims.
Cops across Oregon are on the lookout for Benjamin Obadiah Foster, who police say held a woman hostage and is suspected of using dating apps to find additional victims. Police say Foster is a serial kidnapper of women. He'd been convicted before of holding a woman in captivity in Nevada. He's currently wanted in the case of a Grants Pass, Oregon woman who was bound and then beaten unconscious. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A man who stole a truck with a child inside is heading to prison.
An Indiana judge on Friday sentencing a 35-year-old Indianapolis man to 5 years in prison for stealing a truck with a one-year-old child inside the vehicle. Last month, Gonzalo Mondragon Jr. entered guilty pleas to charges of criminal confinement, auto theft, and resisting law enforcement. Investigators say last September, Mondragon was seen on video stealing the truck, which the child's mother had left running while she was in a gas station. The child was found unharmed in suburban Indianapolis after an Amber Alert was issued. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
McDonald's is testing another solution to become more environmentally friendly.
McDonald's is testing a strawless lid for cold beverages in some U.S. cities as part of its effort to reduce waste and help the environment. The company says the new lids are just one example of many green solutions it's reviewing. The new strawless plastic lids have a pullback tab, similar to the ones used for hot beverages. Plastic straws are not recyclable and often end up polluting oceans where they can sicken and kill marine life. And Americans use millions of them a day. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Customers in those test markets reportedly will be able to ask for straws if they prefer. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.